guys, I hope you're well. Today I'm going to be showing you some DIY decor ideas for your house for this Ramadan. I'm going to be showing you a lantern, a 3D flower, and a light idea. Ramadan Mubarak, and I hope you enjoy the video. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
You'll need a pipe cleaner, a stapler, a scissor, and one piece of paper. The first thing that you're going to have to do is take your piece of paper and fold it in half, hamburger style, and make sure that the crease is very tightly folded because that's really going to contribute to the shape of the lantern that we're going to make. And then take your scissor and begin cutting out strips, but not all the way, from the folded part of the paper all throughout the entire paper. Just let the strips hang off the paper. And then once you're done with that, you'll begin to see your lantern form. Staple the top and bottom of the lantern to fully complete the body of the lantern. And then after you're done with that, you get a pipe cleaner and stick it into the sides of the lantern and bend it into a handle shape, and then you'll be done. The things you'll need are three pieces of paper, a stapler, tape, and a scissor. Take your first piece of paper and fold it in half. And then take the corner of the paper and fold it down to the middle, making a full triangle. Once you've made your full triangle, the piece that's not part of the triangle needs to be cut off, so just take your scissor and do that. After you've finished with that, fold the triangle in half, making a smaller triangle. Hold your triangle flap side down and having the point to the right, and then take your scissor and begin to cut in small little strips up the triangle, not cutting all the way up. Just let the strips hang off the paper. After you've done with that, just open the paper and you'll see that you have two squares. So we'll have to cut them apart. Each square will be a petal of the flower that you're going to make. So make sure to not throw anything away. So take one of your petals and the inner two most flaps, fold them together and tape them like so. And after you're finished with that, take the second two flaps and fold them the other way on the other side of the paper. After you've finished with that, take the third flaps and fold them on the original side. And you'll continue this pattern for all of your petals. Once you have all of your petals completed, take three of them in the order that you want them to be and staple those three together. And then also staple the other three pieces of paper. Once you've got that, take the two pieces and staple that together. After you've gotten your complete flower stapled, you need to take each sides of the petals and staple them together. This will give the flower more shape and form, and it will hold itself up more. After you finish that, you're done, and you have your pretty little flower. Lights are so easy to put up and are such a pretty decoration. You can either form them into a shape on your wall, or you can lay them across your mantle. Either way, it's such a simple decoration, but it definitely adds a little pop to your room. You can also wrap them around something if you want to. Or you can hang them up on your windows and turn the lights on at night.
So I hope you enjoyed that video. If you did, give it a thumbs up and let me know in the comments below what you thought. Don't forget to subscribe and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye!